Can I speak to Jesse?
Yeah, this is him, sweetie.
Okay, would you please not call me sweetie either, sir?
Sorry, Toots.
Man, sir, would you please not talk to me like that? Calling about your bill to collections. It's for a balance of $31.43.
How much was that again, Pumpkin Lips?
$31.43.
What is it for, though?
I don't know. I didn't order it.
I'm not sure what it is either, Buttercup.
Please don't talk to me like that, sir.
I don't know what it is, though.
I would just pay the bill and get it over with. It's only $31.43.
That's still a lot of money if you think about it, Sweet Cheeks. Hello?
I asked you, sir, not to talk to me like that.
Like what?
With those sweet cheeks and all that stuff. I don't go for that.
No problem. Call it takes.
Hold on.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Fuck, we'll start.
Yo, what it do?
All right, so what you just listened to was a prank phone call I listened to last night because I couldn't sleep, and I listened to Jim Florentine's Terrorizing Telemarketers, and I thought
that sounded like some shit you would do.
Yeah, and you know what? I was
you do it anyway. You just don't record yourself when they call you.
I did it. I did it as a kid. I definitely did prank calls, but
you remember
like,
that?
They were like stupid ones.
But now kids can't even prank call. Like with
because I mean the number comes up and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, but like this one you'll like. It's like because it's like a black dude who calls him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just keeps calling him Sweet Cheeks.
He's like,
sir, please, please don't call me that.
Sweet Cheeks.
But the whole concept is that
notice he told a black guy that you're gonna like this because a black dude did it. Why? It could have been like a fucking Chinese dude, and I'd be like, oh yeah, that was not funny. Sweet cheeks,
maybe.
Sweet cheeks.
That could be the
sweet cheeks.
It's like I'm coming in one fucking. This fucking sucks.
Yo,
man.
Turn me up, son. Yo,
see, look at. Here's the difference. All right, so I go. Let's turn off one.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Okay.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
All right, well, you know what? I'm not going to worry too much about it.
I'm sure it'll worked sound, out last episode.
I'm sure it'll sound just fine. Anyways, but like prank calls, you guys do that?
Man, I used to like calling just hanging up on motherfuckers.
Well, I used to do
hello, click.
Like the prank calls, but they...
Hello?
They like... I always like got nervous. I was like, sorry.
No, you know, the other big one was like our local... We had one Pizza Hut for like three cities, our little small cities, towns, whatever. So you call Pizza Hut, and then one day, maybe it's like 90, might have been like 97, 98, the motherfuckers got call ID. I was like, God damn, Pizza Hut got call ID. You used to call it.
And you would be calling them on like what? Order a pizza to
yeah,
someone's
house? Huh? No, like, yeah, and get it delivered to like somebody's house just that you went to school with or some shit. Oh, man, that used to be the best one. And motherfuckers would be like, man. Somebody fucking ordered pizzas out of our house. Man, what y'all did, man? My mama fucking paid the people. She felt bad for the dude, man. I was like, damn, that shit used to be classic. To hear somebody mom paid for $24 for some pizzas that they didn't order.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shout out to the pizzas.
Yeah.
Our Pizza Hut at home, if y'all wondering. Louisiana, this is one of the great things about Louisiana. If you ever want to move.
They had shrimp on their
pizza.
Oh,
my God. That's the best fucking thing ever.
Fucking shrimp.
I'm gonna tell y'all
pizza.
Something. Y'all could get the best pizza. My mom, my grandmother, they'll tell you. Favorite pizza from Pizza Hut, thin and crispy, shrimp and jalapeno pepper. Oh man, extra cheese.
You've said it on the air
oh,
before.
Oh man,
I
that
know.
Shit is amazing.
I know.
Shout out
told.
To Pizza Hut. Y'all need to do that shit worldwide. Stop just catering to the
yeah,
Louisiana.
That's what I'm like. If I call pizza right now, I couldn't
be
get
like,
that.
What the fuck? No, we don't put seafood on pizza.
Yeah.
I don't think they do anchovies and shit no more.
Well, in the Ninja Turtles.
But, man, I'm telling you. Shrimp? Oh, Pizza Hut. Shout out.
I've been
Shout out to my cousin who was fucking the manager of Pizza Hut, and she was one of the coolest.
It's called the Hut.
I'm sorry. She was one of the coolest motherfuckers ever. She was the manager there for a long time. Maybe she's still the manager there, but she was so fucking cool, and she used to give us all this free pizza. So shout out to you. And my cousin was fucking her for a long time.
There is not a better hangover food than Pizza Hut.
Notice when I'm giving them big props is from high school when I was getting my most high and drunken shit.
That is the best fucking hangover food. You go out on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, you're all like when you're in your dorm in college.
Yeah.
And you're like sitting there and you're watching football games. You're like, fuck it, get a stuffed crust, fucking pizza. And then you
shout out to the Pizza Hut.
Then you take like a fucking really good shit and you feel 100 times better.
Shout out to the Hut. Thin and crispy.
You remember those?
I do.
Oh my God. Friday, Saturday, and then all of a sudden Sunday, you're like, all right.
I used to eat that shit through the, put it in the refrigerator, wake up, warm that shit, put that shit three slices on a paper plate, back at it. Shout out to the Hut.
I remember we used to.
You seen a fucking Pizza Hut tennis shoe commercial in Grand Hill?
Yeah, I did.
I was, what is that?
No, okay, I'll give you a worse commercial.
Which one?
Charles Barkley, Spike Lee, and fucking Sam
I liked
Jackson.
Them last year. This year looked like they, I don't know if I don't know who's writing this shit, but last year was original to me. I'm like,
what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, I'm not
this
saying
year they just like, I don't know what the fuck.
I'm not saying that they're selling out. I'm just like.
No, because the ones last year I liked. It was fresh. This year it seemed like they're forcing shit.
Yeah, I think they are because it kind of fucking stinks.
I mean, them paychecks must be.
Now, Sam Jackson is fucking getting paid. And yeah. Barkley's getting paid. And Spike is paid. No, but what did I just, what commercial did you talk about before?
Grant Hill Pizza Hut tennis shoes with the pizza order pie.
Yeah,
or
you're
some
right.
shit.
You're right.
That's pretty bad. Grant, I still like you, but I don't know what the fuck is up with that.
Grant Hill, like, that guy doesn't age.
Grant Hill's a G.
Like, Grant Hill looks younger than us.
Grant Hill's a G. Shout out to G Hill.
And he might be, what, 45?
Yeah.
You know, Joe Lewis.
With 62-year-old knees, yeah. Shout out to Grant Hill.
That's true. He always did have those badass knees. But see, all right.
You had his feelers when they were out?
See, something happened, and a level got changed. So I don't know right now, but when you guys right now, listeners or yourself, I might only be in one head and fold.
That's called.
I don't know if it's going to fucking – there's a different – somebody
you can't focus on it. Did you have the Grant Hill feelers when they came out?
No, I was wanting them. I wore a lot of Fila.
That was pretty hard too.
Fila
was the shit.
You know what's weird is when companies that are like super popular, and then they become garbage. Like Fila, they sell it like Walmart. Starter, they sell at Walmart. But when Starter came out,
motherfuckers getting killed for that shit.
You couldn't get it.
Motherfuckers getting killed for that shit. British Knights had a run like that too.
Derek Coleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yes, yeah. Needy. Yeah. Feed the fucking needy.
Feed the needy. Oh, not the greedy.
How do we even get on that topic?
No, we're talking about him and Pizza Hut and not aging.
No. But, all right. What was like in college? Mm-hmm. All right. You got a Saints game on Sunday. You guys had just went to the club the night before. Maybe you got a little action. Maybe
I woke
ding.
Up. Woke
had,
up.
What was your drink of choice in college? No.
Woke up, beer.
So Saturday.
Beer. We kept a keg of beer.
Oh, yeah. You said that.
We literally.
You never did like.
No, we had.
Hennessy
all the time. All
like
the time.
Okay.
But beer was our stock. We had everybody drunk beer.
Yeah.
So we had a stock of beer. We had one of those. Elementary school.
Homeboy from the place.
From the Exxon. You know, he would let us come get the kegs. But Hennessy, Tanqueray was the whole thing. Shit. It was a lot of gin. Tanqueray.
And you guys go out to the club. You get
you get fucked up, man.
You get lit. And then
yeah, I remember the club don't close at home.
So the next day.
Yeah.
You guys are like, all right, we're going to watch the Saints
first
game.
First thing you wake up, you spark the blunt. Before you brush your teeth.
When you're in college, because you guys had your own place. Who was it? It was you,
me,
and Courtney,
then Jason and Justin. And then after we had a two bed, two bath, and then the last 2 years it was just me and Courtney. So the first two was us four, and then us two.
Oh, so then okay. So he had his own room. You had your own room, and then okay. So you guys get up. Okay, is Courtney a big sports fan?
Saints. Not like a he'll go like yeah, not like fucking
not like us.
No, don't keep up with.
Okay, but like all right, it's Sunday morning, we're watching football, like he'll watch it.
Oh yeah, fucking right. No,
and then
hell
so
yeah.
You get a free fucking Pizza Hut and then you just take a big fucking dump in
man,
it.
Man, just smoke your blunt. That's as long as you had a blunt to start the day off.
That's what I was getting at. It's like What was your best hangover food? For me, it would be like a big fucking breakfast.
Best, I'm gonna tell you this: the best hangover food for me in college was to go home in my, to my grandmother's house for like 45 minutes away and just eat like crawfish bisque or some shit. Like some, like she would cook certain special shit on like Sundays.
And she would know that you were kind of like, oh yeah, you yeah. lit up.
No,
the night
man,
before,
I used to live with her. I used to be fucked up. Yeah, no, she knows. Yeah, all so right. But to go home and just pig out, like oh. Man, how we get on this delicacy to Louisiana, great food.
That, you know what? I don't even like any of that shit, but that sounds good.
Oh, it's awesome, man. You don't like crawfish? No.
That's, what's the shit that like the Mexicans they eat when they say the cures your hangover? It's like a soup.
I see it.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Fuck.
It's like a tomato kind of soup.
We're gonna like think about it like 20 minutes fucking later, and it's like spicy and that. And
it's so good though. Yeah,
they all eat it to cure the hangover.
Yeah, I would usually the first
the
thing.
Fuck
though,
is the name of that? Why can't I think of the goddamn?
Smoke meal? A blunt and take a Vicodin. That'd be the the party start.
Oh, I forgot you're a pill guy back then.
Man, Vicodin. Shout out to the makers of Vicodin. Take all your pain away.
And would you take a Viagra and then fuck some bitches?
Nah, I never had no dick problems. I give God. Man, I was thinking about that shit at the
Have
dentist.
Have you ever taken a fucking Viagra?
Fuck no. Let me get this out. I was thinking about this at the dentist. Like, all the fucking weed and smoking shit. Like, I'm glad to still have, like, healthy teeth.
Not Pozole.
I wanted to say Pozole.
But
it's something like that though. Right, shit.
Sorry.
Damn.
You gotta turn me off my left headphone.
No dick problems. No. You're fucking crazy. How we get on dick problems from drink of choice? What was your drink of choice in college? We were big Tangerine.
I'm with you. I was a beer.
Yeah, beer.
But if I was doing like shots, I was way into, or like drinks, yeah. I would do vodka and iced tea.
See, that's how vodka got real.
When we were in college, vodka Red Bull got really fucking popular.
Yeah. And the clubs, so I remember that one. Yeah.
What was
the name for vodka Red Bull?
It was just vodka Red Bull. What you're thinking of
the Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk, which was Hypnotic
and Hennessy.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep, Hypnotic and Hennessy.
Man, shout out to the streets. God damn.
And I remember we shut down a golf tournament. We had an open bar, and they had to cut us off because we had so many fucking Incredible Hulk shots.
Shout out, see? That and shit turned green, and it made that green man come out your chest.
Oh, boy. That was that Hypnotic, man. You have not seen that shit in a minute.
Yeah. Y'all got that shit at the
No.
My mom still drink Alizé. Shout out to my mom. She usually keep a bottle of Alizé in the refrigerator.
Like just cold.
Yeah,
like
just on ice. The red passion. Hey, like mama got good taste. Shit.
I hear you. I'm trying to think, like, seriously, if I had. Look, we would drink, like, fuck, back then we used to get 30 packs for like 10 bucks and shit.
Man, you know, people don't understand how much fucking beer. I'm gonna say this again. One of the closest people to me worked at fucking Exxon. You got to show on camera doing something. Give me a dollar bill. Go in the cooler and get whatever the fuck y'all need to go. Have a good night. I'll see y'all when I get off. And we used to just, man, it was a party.
Yeah.
It was just a party.
No, you know, and oddly enough, I knew a dude, spin it back around, 360 here, who also worked at a store like that and would kind of pull the same thing.
Man.
You like you're paying for something.
That's it. As long as they see you paying, they ain't going to check none. He learned the system. He worked at the Exxon for the 4 years we was in college.
I would say, to end my hangover talk, is that like a big motherfucking breakfast, like eggs, bacon, fucking French toast.
See, I never ate breakfast till I grew up. I never.
All that kind of shit. Like, yo, just hit me with that. Like, okay, I'll give you a good one.
Yeah.
At the time, like 19, 20, and I'm living at home.
Yeah.
But still, you know, going to college, Jackie's living there off and on, T-Licious coming over to watch fucking Bills games, and my mom would go to church, and then she'd go to McDonald's, and she'd get that big breakfast platter. That used to help, and then we would order a fucking, a sheet pizza.
A sheet pizza?
Yeah.
The fuck is a sheet pizza?
It's rectangular shaped.
Okay.
you know, almost like the shit you used to get in high school.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, like that.
Oh, my
like
God. I used to hate them cafeteria ass pizzas.
It was cut, you know, it was cut in squares, but like back in Buffalo, they can cook a motherfucking pizza because Italians are running the place or whatever.
We've been in a cafeteria that wasn't cooking no motherfucking pizza, though.
So, you know, we would get that, and then a bunch of people come over. They bring a gang of beer. We just fucking sit there and watch football all Sunday. And then, you know, go outside, maybe, like you said, spark something. I don't know. I miss those days, and I don't, because they're like such, like, there's times where like there's such wasted days.
I look back fondly on them, but I don't miss none of that shit. That shit was cool as fuck though when it was going on. But man, you'd be
like, I can tell I'm getting old because I can't do shit like that anymore.
Right. Think about it. I used to live with three other men. Like, we were young. We were 18, 19. But at the same time, it was just like, you know how many women? Oh my God. Shout out to the women. Oh.
How did you, okay, when you were living, if you and Courtney shared a room, how were you fucking? Like,
oh man, that's my motherfucking brother. Shit. I'm fucking right today. You got to remember, he was an athlete in college and shit. So we had schedules. We had, you know, I know when he had to practice and shit.
And you'd be like, yo, so-and-so's coming over.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And if I had a chick went to sleep over or something, he'd be like, oh shit, I'm going to play the sofa. Oh, he had his women. He'd go to their crib and shit. Yeah, it was mutual. It was good.
Okay. So at least you got your rocks off. That's all I'm saying. Anyways,
Rocky Balboa.
So, you know, that's only 15 minutes worth of, I don't know, talking about hangovers and stuff. And that's, I feel.
Hey, that's a good way to start it, though.
I feel hungover today, and I haven't even drank.
That's a good way to start it, though.
I got this fucking cold, man. I'm so sick of getting fucking colds. It's
the weather. I had on shorts all last week. I was out and about working and shit with shorts on. I got a fucking jacket on and jeans, y'all. Fuck.
Okay. And we're typical LA guys just to argue, or not argue, but like bitch about it. For 6 weeks, it fucking rains.
Right.
Then 1 week, it's 85. Yeah. Everything blooms. My nose, my sinuses are all fucked up. Now it's down to fucking 55.
Yep.
It's like, make up your mind.
Yeah, I'm pretty much
Mother Nature.
I'm pretty much ready for just stay hot. Oh, fuck.
Just stay 75. Yeah, be like San Diego. Just saying, like, stay classy, San Diego. But like, so I've been feeling like shit. I thought that it was like a post St. Patrick's Day hangover, and then I realized
what?
Well, we like split a six pack. We didn't even go out or do anything.
Right.
So I had like three fucking beers. Like,
Wasn't that? Did you have green beer?
No, we didn't go out. We didn't go out.
They don't sell green beer in a can for St. Patrick's Day.
No, you just put food coloring in it.
Oh man,
that's how you do it. Anyways,
damn.
Last year I went all out. This year it was just sort of like,
what you did last year? Let me hear a snippet.
Last year was when the gay dude was there. I thought it was a chick. Kissed him on the forehead.
Oh, wow. You told me that story. That was a good story. That was a good fucking story.
And then he ended up nude in the roommate's bed.
At least he didn't end up nude with you. That was a good story.
Yeah.
That was a good story, yeah.
I fucking probably wouldn't have even known. It just seemed like nobody was doing anything. And we're like,
Was it on a Friday?
It
was a Friday.
And so normally she comes over here on Friday and then takes me to work, goes home because she has Saturday off. But I was down there from like Tuesday to Friday. I would leave, go to work, go back down there. I just needed like a break from, I don't know if it was this area or whatever. So I tell.
Oh, you just wanted to be with your boo. How about that? How about we go with that one?
That's a good one too.
I just wanted to be with my boo.
I did. And I was. And I'm like, dude, can I just not work Friday? It's been 29 straight days. Can I just,
that paper? Then you need to be.
I know. You're right. And I had zero idea that it was even fucking St. Patrick's Day.
Man, you better than me.
I didn't know any of that.
I found out after the fact.
Oh shit, it's St. Patrick's. Anyways. So normally, if I stay with her, she'll give me a ride home or whatever. And she had to go to a bar mitzvah.
Okay. Co-worker or something?
Yeah. Her boss, actually.
Cool.
Rick Ross.
Whoa.
And I said, it's okay. I've taken it 15 times the past 4 days. The expo line and all that.
Yeah.
And she's like, you sure? I'll pay for like a lift if you want to take. I'm like, I don't need you to buy me a lift. You know, I'll just Listen, I got money on my...
I got money growing on my ass, baby.
No, no, no.
You know you're talking to, baby?
I got money on
baby
my...
Baby girl, I'll make your dreams come true.
I got
money. It's B.
I got
money. I get money. Tell him, 50.
Okay. I have money on my Metro card. I'm going to go back and just want to punch you when I hear that. I got money on my Metro card, so yeah. I'm like, I'll just take it like I have been, mm-hmm. and like, not a big deal. And I leave at like 8. I got to be at work at noon. I leave at like 8.
So you wouldn't press?
So about an hour and 10 minutes is the typical thing. Get home, take a shower.
Gotcha. All right.
Get to 7th and Metro. Oh, we're doing construction Friday and Saturday.
And it was the, what you call it?
The marathon was Sunday.
The marathon.
The marathon
was
Sunday.
Yeah. Wasn't a lot of shit shut down for that too?
On Sunday, yeah, it was, but I wasn't down there for that. But okay. So they're doing construction. So you got to get off on 7th and Metro, mm-hmm. and then they take you on a shuttle from there all the way to Hollywood and Highland.
Okay.
All right, and there's like 15 fucking stops.
15.
And I'm like, oh, all right.
Oh, that was on a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so then we finally get, and I'm like, okay. We get, by the time I get off at Laurel Canyon and walk home, it's 11:15.
I can't wash my balls. Like, I just got to go to work.
I'm like, son of a bitch. And I'm exhausted because I'd walk all these extra. I've been keeping track of my steps.
That's good.
I had already walked 6,000 steps that day, which ends up being like 3.5 miles or some kind of bullshit.
That's good.
And
all about bringing
sexy
back. But
I was already exhausted and had the cold. So it was just like,
wearing you know. I got you.
Yeah. I felt like shit. So then I get up on Sunday and...
Get down or no?
911 is a joke in my town.
Someone to make sure you was awake over there.
After I do the shift, I get up and I gotta fucking eat something. And I got like fucking fish nuggets. And I'm like, all right, I'll throw these fucking things in.
And that's when you call the hut. This is a 360 story, y'all. If y'all was wondering, he pressed his tennis shoe tongue and Pizza Hut came to the door.
I should have. But
Mr. Hill.
I throw the fucking things in the oven and I go to grab the ketchup. And my 38-year-old roommate, who has to have an entire full pitcher of Kool-Aid.
He black. He is half black. Yeah, he's half black.
I go and I'm like, now, like I said, I'm sick. I'm out of it.
Right.
I had just gotten my ass kicked the day before, basically. I go to grab the ketchup and the fucking Kool-Aid explodes. It explodes on the floor. And I'm like, and he's not here.
It was glass or?
No, it's like a plastic pitcher.
Because you know y'all fancy sometimes. Y'all have glass pitchers and
shit. No. It was a...
You do glass for that tea. Don't you?
For my tea.
I know I ain't making that shit up. No. He's
got a plastic one. So that would have been a pain in the ass. That would have been even worse.
You probably just sat there for a minute.
I'm okay.
What the fuck?
It just explodes. It's all over me. I'm wearing a pair of basketball.
Nice red color?
It was orange.
Even better.
I'm wearing a pair of basketball shorts. My legs are like sticky. Yep. You know, like
it's one of the ones you got just getting a shower. Just like
fucking maple syrup on them. And I just look and I'm like, oh my God. It got, you know where the fridge is.
Right.
It got on the wall over here.
I can see that. The right angle?
I can see that. I actually had to sit there for a minute and be like.
Sometimes you got to collect yourself. Don't wreck yourself. Just check yourself.
I'm like, but I got to clean this shit now because it's. He puts a ton of sugar in it and it's syrupy and it's like.
And you're going to be walking Kool-Aid next week and you'll still be sticking to the ground and shit.
I'm covered in it. The floor is. I went through an entire roll of paper towels. I grab my actual towels, and I spray it down the floor, and I'm on my hands and knees, like, cleaning. I'm like, this is not what I wanted to do right now. I'm not in the mood for this. I'm like, holy shit. I get the Swiffer out. Do it. Okay. I let him know. I let Luke know that, like, I'm like, dude, this happened. You know.
Did he make you make another pitcher?
No, he didn't care about that. Yeah. I just want to let him know, like, if it was sticky in there, but it wasn't. So
can't nothing beat. Another story, this is a cross story. The stickiness, I walked on this floor one time. Shout out to Uncle Luke. He know what that story is.
I'm going to leave it at that.
I don't like cross breeding nobody's stories. But shout out to Uncle Luke. I'm out in Miami too.
God damn.
That floor was sticky. I'm sorry. That was like a Kool-Aid fucking typhoon came through this bitch.
That was all through the fucking kitchen. That was like, Jesus.
Kool-Aid typhoon.
I didn't want him to think that I drank the whole fucking pitcher of Kool-Aid. I just told him.
You're like, God damn, man. What? Yeah, like, yeah, you got a fucking urge or what the fuck?
Yeah, so I obviously needed
that Kool-Aid this morning.
Man. I had to tell him, but
just
like,
needed that Kool-Aid this morning.
I was like, oh my God. I had to throw out the sandals I had on because they were so fucked up.
I believe. I done been through that one.
Oh, fucking Kool-Aid, 38-year-old man. but yeah, that was the Kool-Aid incident of 2017.
At least you got through it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not fun. So, my fucking
God.
This is okay. Now again, guys, remember I got not a lot of sleep, taking buses, working. I've been sick. My hamstrings have been killing me, and
that's because he thinks he's a fucking acrobat when he's fucking. So don't let him get y'all confused bullshit stories. Like they got something to do with his hamstring. Because every time he tell me something about his hamstring, it's because he's trying to be fucking world be free in the Hall of Fame for fucking and shit. So.
World be free?
Yeah, look it up. Ha ha, I got you with that one.
All right.
Damn, I got him with something. He's going to look that up and be like, oh, shit.
I'll look it up.
World be free.
Anyways, no, I realized that Sunday morning.
Oh, shit.
When I was cleaning the shit, I was doing like these skater type thing. I put the towel down.
You just got to get on the ground. I'd
move my foot from, and I almost did like splits.
Positions you've never been in a long time.
And so the past 2 days, guys, because today the podcast is going up on a Tuesday. The past Monday and Tuesday, my fucking hamstrings are so fucked.
My fucking hamstrings.
You fucking pig, you
man.
Anyways, yeah, they're so fucked, dude. It's like, I hate every day there's a new fucking pain.
I'm telling you, this motherfucker, though, when the fucking situation is going.
I'm just saying. No, I know. And then so she's coming over tonight, mm-hmm. and she's going to want to fuck. And now my fucking...
On a Tuesday.
My hamstrings are already fucked up.
Tuesday be going down. See, Mondays, ain't nobody coming fuck on Mondays. But Tuesdays, we getting a little fuck action going on. We got some good shit popping off.
I almost like just want
to... Oh, baby, I just need to go to sleep, baby.
She gave me her time because we haven't had sex in like, 2.5 weeks.
What, you on strike?
No, well, she had a period.
Oh, okay.
And then I wasn't there... And then when I was there, she'd come home tired. I was fucking tired because we just didn't.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, homie. For?
I'm saying, like,
but she ready, though. She ready. She come and make a special trip tonight to get some of that D.
I know, and I got
to get some of that D.
You know what?
You better stretch, motherfucker.
I got a plan.
You better. I must say, look, let's start with, you get your good stretch in. Let's start with that. Get your good sipping.
How do I stretch my hamstrings?
Do that. Do the groin stretch first.
We're like
the on the ground groin stretch, like the butterfly one. Yes, I know you know how to do it, motherfucker. They can't see, you bastard. All
right, like this?
Yeah, on the ground. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
But then the hamstring one, you put your leg up, and then you do the lean. Put one leg up and two arms to touching the toes. You know what I mean?
Oh, like this?
That one.
Oh, shit.
But then now cross this one in front of that one and then touch. Now go down. You're going to feel it back there.
Oh, shit.
Go down, motherfucker.
I can't go. I'm not flexible.
That's it, though. You feel it, though.
Oh, God. That might actually have helped.
That's the one.
That either helped or hurt.
I had you back in the motherfucking sack, you heard me?
Oh, see?
I had you back in the sack.
See, now
personal trainer.
Now someone's going to get some fucking.
Get some action going on.
Oh, that made the world of difference switching the feet like that. I swear, I'm not even fucking. Guys.
I know. Shout out to World
Beef. He just said, if you put...
It's a basic hamstring stretch.
The normal hamstring stretch.
Yeah, athletic guys know about, you know.
If you put your foot over your other foot and do it that way, wow, what a difference.
I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
Just trying to help you get your nut off. That's it.
All right. I plan on it. I think I'm going to, because she'll probably have to use the bathroom. So I'm going to get butt naked and, like, start beating off on the couch. Hey.
Wait. Hold on. I was about to co-sign that one. Wait. If our uncle walk in, then he going to be like, hell. Okay.
No, not that couch. The couch in my room.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. He do have a little player. I'm not going to lie. His room is a little player setup. It's player. A nice little couch. That is good, though. You could go from, you go from bed, couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can mix it up a little bit.
Get it popping. Yeah. Get it popping. You know?
That's it.
I thought you were talking about out here. I was like, damn, uncle come in and he like, whoa. Oh, what the fuck, dude?
What the fuck? I don't think, have we ever fucked out here?
What the fuck, dude?
Not you and I mean. Do me a favor. Go grab me those sheets.
Not you and I. Not you and I, dude.
No, I know. Sorry, guys. But she is all horned up and needs to get nailed.
She's all horned up.
I woke up with a huge boner, too.
Crazy, man.
All right, so...
Hey, don't that feel good, though? At this age, you still wake up when your dick get hard. You be like, yeah, I'm still in this bitch. Dude, I'm still in this bitch.
This is... Okay, this is the gift and the curse of that.
What? What's the curse? Give me the curse first. Don't give me the gift.
You wake up and your dick is like this.
Rock hard.
It is rock hard, but you got to take a piss.
But it's still rock hard.
So it's a piss boner, yeah, I understand. Yeah, but still, but by the time you take the piss, it's not...
That's pro-prostate, you know what I mean? That's we still rolling, still pumping. Everything's still functioning. Okay. I don't give a fuck.
Because
right. One in the morning, you wake up and you're like, like, what's wrong, man? Oh, shit. You can't shoot that dick and make it wake up. It's like, all right.
Do you wake up during the night and have to go take a piss?
Nah, I've been good on that shit. No.
Like, never?
Unless I'm really drunk. You know when you're really drunk and you try to drink like a lot of water before you go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
I would guarantee I will wake up to piss at least one time. But... just a basic night? No.
I got up like fucking 3 times last night to take a piss. But I was downing water and Gatorade and fucking orange
juice. That's why I say, if you drinking shit right before bed, then yeah. But I'm talking just a regular, no.
Yo, shout out to J.K. Simmons. Luke just saw him on Sunday.
Shout out, J.K.
He did the Kevin Pollak show and J.K. Simmons was the guest.
Shout out, J.K.
All right, guys. Well, this brings us to...
Oh, it's update time?
Update time of the NCAA brackets.
Guess who's not losing?
Just don't talk for a second.
Not going to say anything.
Okay. First place with 46 points is...
somebody who's not on the show. So, show members number one.
No. I'll explain.
Give her props. She got number one.
She is number one right now after 2 rounds.
Let me see that shit. Did you help her or she just fucking picked this shit?
She just picked it.
Do I have proof that she knows she watches basketball?
She has no fucking idea about
college basketball. Okay, so she's just guessing like off of college names and shit.
Okay, who'd she pick for her champion?
Oh, shit.
Okay, there you go. So she's done. She has Louisville as a champion.
She definitely will be done soon.
My man.
But shout out to her for being in first place right now. V.
Okay.
Shout out.
So right behind her is, not in that way, right behind her is my man Critter. Yet... he has 2 teams out of the Final Four and 1 team out of the championship.
Please tell me why you always hate. Y'all hear the song in the background?
Okay, now we go to Brandon's one bracket.
And he has how many teams out? The same as everybody else, motherfucker.
I have only 1 out.
You got 2 out.
Yep, do I?
Oh, no, you got 1. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, we go to liquor license bracket that we told you to do. And Duke kind of took their shit. So yeah, that one's done. Ready? And then my fun one, I still got 3 teams in. I got Kansas, Zona, UCLA. Liquor license, we got Kansas, Kentucky, Zona.
Wait, liquor license, we still got 3 in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Duke kind of fucked us because we had him go to the national championship game. So yeah, we probably won't bother with that one. My realistic one, I got Gonzaga, UCLA, which...
it's still possible.
It's still possible.
Till Thursday when Gonzaga shits their pants like John Stockton in the 80s.
And Cordier had Duke going against Kentucky, and Kentucky is still in it. And V-Ron had Baylor, Louisville, Kentucky, and Gonzaga. And she has Baylor going to the championship game, which I know you gave me that look. I said the same thing. You know what I actually like that she picked? I don't want to spend a ton of time on this. Is she had...
I like how you still say I don't want to spend a ton of time on shit.
And then I still do it. She had Louisville versus Kentucky. That would have been a fucking good game.
That would have been.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen, I guess.
Oh.
This has been the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament have been very different this year. Like, how do I put this?
There's been buzzer beaters and shit.
No, there's been tons of buzzer beaters.
I ain't saw nothing.
There's been
like
1-2 point games.
It's been close games.
There's been close games, and then there's been blowouts. But there's no, like, you can't name a game where like a team won by 5.
I don't know, but
they have won by 6. They have won by 7. It's either like close or it's a blowout.
UCLA second round game, and I'm just gonna tell y'all something. Magic, let's get that ball, kid. We're going to be all right.
I think they're gonna get.
We gonna be all right, fuck, and you gonna be sitting next to me in Staples Center like this motherfucker is too happy about this shit.
I got, you know, I have watched games.
And that motherfucker, I love the way he fucking play.
But his shot is so weird.
And that's
weird.
So great.
It is so
because
weird.
You know why he don't take that motherfucker except 4 or 5 times a fucking game. I love he not he wants to pass. He's Jason Kidd 2.5. I love it. I love.
Then
it.
You gotta get rid of D'Angelo.
That's cool. Peace. We'll holler. Give us some draft shit. We're going to get Paul George. We're going to have Lonzo.
And Paul George?
Paul George going to Hall of Fame one day. Come on.
Get the fuck out.
B, you don't follow basketball like that. You don't follow NBA basketball like that, B.
Paul George?
B, Paul George is like a 7-time NBA All-Star, 2-time Olympic gold medalist. Got his own Nike shoe finally this year. It came out a month ago. Come on, B.
Dude's 39 years old.
You're crazy. Paul George 26. Paul, you thinking of somebody else, you retarded ass?
I'm thinking of fucking Paul George.
B, you just said Paul George was 39 years old. God damn, B.
I mean, I was exaggerating.
Well, god damn. Paul George?
Yo, he's been first team All-NBA? For like 8 years.
First team All-NBA Paul George? Broke his leg and came back and still was fucking all
right, hang on. First I'm looking team it up, All-NBA? God damn it. Just fucking settle down.
From the motherfucking Lancaster?
All right.
California? He's
26 years old. Okay.
Yeah, I told you, man.
Okay. He's from Palmdale. Okay. See, that's why. All right. You're right. I'm an idiot. You're right.
You want Mark Price?
I'm giving you props because I'm an idiot. Okay. You're right.
But don't hate. Shit.
What the fuck? Would he come out when he was fucking 17?
No, he went to college for one year, I think. He went to Fresno State.
Fuck.
But he's the truth, though. Larry Bird won't keep him. They gave him all his money and shit, but he won't play for the Lakers.
Well, I remember that was like. It was like Pacers Heat at the time.
Yeah.
Those were fucking good games.
Paul George, motherfucker, yeah. You know Paul George. Why
Paul
he was
George
hating?
Is, I'm just
why
saying.
He was fucking hating? Talking about Paul George, 72 years old. He played in the Negro League.
How old is fucking Russell Wilson? It seems like he's been in the league forever.
He's only like 26.
Huh? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. All right. Calm down.
No, how old is Paul? How old is Russell Wilson? For the record.
26.
He is 26?
Yeah.
Damn, he got like another 12 years or so.
Yeah. Man, look at what Brady's doing. He's got another how many years? He's 40.
Shout out to TB12, baby.
Oh, fuck. I just
TB12.
Yo. What? Vince Carter is still in the league?
Oldest player in the league. 40 years old.
No, he's older than 40.
No, he's 40. 40 or 41, and he's still doing his thing.
I mean, Vince Carter was playing when we were in high school.
All right. Shout out to Vince.
He's still playing? Yeah. I really didn't know that.
The oldest player in the league. I just told you.
What the fuck team is he on?
Memphis. Damn, my phone worked for a little while. I was about to look it up and tell you the age.
I'll do it. Fuck it. But, no. I always liked Vince Carter.
What? People forget. Okay, yeah, we can laugh at Vince Carter old. Do you remember how good Vince Carter was at one time? You remember Vince Carter?
Remember him and Tracy McGrady?
Do you remember him
Raptors?
Fucking winning the slam dunk contest in his fucking drawers with a blunt in his mouth? Like, fuck this
Do you remember
shit.
Him putting his arm through the motherfucking thing?
Do you remember dunking over the dude high? In the Olympics that year when he grew the little afro and jumped over a fucking man, put his nuts in the fucking dude's face?
40-year-old Vince Carter throws down between the legs dunk.
Shout out to
like
Vince.
Like, it's no big deal.
Shout out to Vince, baby. Half man, half amazing.
Fuck. God damn, Vince. Yeah, he's on Memphis. You're right. I honestly thought he was older.
No. He's just been... I remember, man, them dudes been in the NBA so fucking long, man.
Yeah.
And they really not old. Like, even when they done, you like, they're not old. Like, when you brought up Kenyon Martin earlier, that's not... Them dudes not
he
fucking old.
He can probably play.
Right, but I'm saying, this dude's still in his fucking 30s. I mean, old by, like, basketball. He played basketball, like, 12 fucking years, but... Them dudes ain't no old dudes.
I mean, Kobe technically had a year or two left, probably. No, but I think that he just didn't want to do that Jordan fall off.
Yeah, no. He go didn't play for another that. Team, all that dumb shit.
Yeah, I just, and he was taking too much
money. And rest in peace
money.
To Jerry Krause just died today.
Oh, fucking aim. Rest in peace. And rest in peace, Chuck Berry.
Man, let me tell y'all something. Man,
Just hang on. Moment of silence for Chuck Berry.
Go ahead. I got a Chuck Berry story for you.
All right, let's hear it. Is it him shitting on people?
I had just watched Hell, Rock and Roll right before he died. The documentary. Taylor Hackford. Shout out to Taylor Hackford. That was a good movie. And Chuck Berry is just the smoothest motherfucker.
How old was he?
90 years old.
God damn.
And at this time, they did a documentary.
Remember, he had that porno?
Like 90 something. Man, Chuck Berry pissed on a woman. Chuck Berry was getting his dick sucked. I saw that shit. I was like, Chuck was a smooth.
It was black and white back then.
Chuck on a motherfucking plane, B. I'm telling you. Just if y'all have never seen this documentary, I'm not telling y'all. It's like 2 hours plus. It's long. If you're a Chuck Berry fan, you'll love it. I loved it. But Chuck get on a plane to go do his show. He sits in first class because his ticket's only first class he traveled. He don't stay nowhere overnight. He only does like the night and he comes back home.
What are we talking, like 70s or 60s?
No, 90s. This 90s. This the 90s. Okay. This right. When he already been in the game 20 years. Oh, he was
still playing shows in the 90s?
Yeah, fucking right. Okay. Come on, man. That's Chuck. Fucking rock and roll. Hall of Fame.
That's Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
So he's sitting in first class and all the stewardess just keep coming up to him, giving him kisses on the lips. And I'm like, what the fuck is this about? He was just that motherfucker. Like, the women just wanted to... The white dude sitting on side of him is like, what the fuck is going on? Why are my stewardess kissing this black man on his lips? He just Chuck Berry, baby.
This is a documentary?
It's a documentary.
And just stewardesses are kissing him.
Kissing him on the lips while he in first class on an airplane flying to the next city. They just stop like... one by one and kiss him on his lips. As he's traveling to go do a show, they just stop. No...
Does he got kids? Does he got...
He got a few kids, but okay. But Chuck was a hustler, man. Shout out to Chuck. Shout out to the motherfucking real shit. The father of rock and roll. Fuck what y'all talking about.
No, you know what we should give a shout out to is...
This is the most gangster shit of the week. Yo. So the most gangster shit of this week. I don't have the link, but... These two dudes after...
I saw the link on Michael Rapaport's... He re-Instagrammed it on his page.
Right, okay.
So if you want to watch it, go to Michael Rapaport and look at his page. It's a video.
It's two kids after they're in high school. After school, they're about to fight. And this black dude, I don't know where he came from. It was like the St. Gabriel or the Projects or some shit. He just walk in the middle of it. He just like break him up, but not like in no rough, rowdy way. He just start pointing out like... Look at all these people with these phones. They laughing at y'all. They're making fun of y'all. And the dude, it was like funny because the one dude, as soon as he started saying, you could tell they both realized, like, we look like fucking idiots right now. Like,
It's like they wanted to be on World Star.
Right. And then they realized, like, what the fuck what are we doing this for? Yeah, like, what are we doing? And
the guy was, I would say that the dude who stopped was probably like 40s.
Oh, yeah, he was like early 40s because you could tell he wasn't that old. But he was probably like early 40s or something.
When he just stops and he's like, put your cell phone down. Why are you
taking He actually said, I bet y'all ain't going to record this shit, though. You ain't going to record this part. You ain't going to record motherfucking me telling the truth. And he was like, keep your phones up. Keep your phone up. And I was like, damn, that's real shit. Because, man, society is so fucking stupid, man. Shout out to...
And this guy, and he even says to the one kid, he goes, look at him. It looks like he wants to fight. You don't even want to fight.
Right.
He goes, you're just going to do it. Because of that. He goes, why would you guys even be doing this right now? And like, they start like...
I mean, they both looking like, damn, like, I don't hate you, you don't hate me. Like, this is fucking stupid.
Why the fuck are we doing this?
Why are we doing this shit?
Where was that? But it looks like it was out here, but
I want to say Florida.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I think it was Florida. Yeah. Yeah.
I want, like, it said NH...
Yeah, I think it was Florida.
SC on his shirt or something, but I can't
tell. Yeah, you can tell, like, both of the kids wasn't no gangbang. It was just regular high school kids, man. And that's why I say that peer pressure shit is a motherfucker. That's why I still
tell the kids. It'll get you going, dude. It will. In high school, like, I remember I was supposed to fight Sean Glasscott.
Shout out to Sean.
And it's like, we planned it. Like, okay, it was like a Monday, Thursday, boys club, 7 p.m. Like, we planned it. I'm not even fucking around. We're gonna and then we get there, and I'm like, I don't really want to do this, dude. Right, and he's like, yeah. He's like, you just want to, like, play basketball? I'm like, yeah. And like, that was it. People were there and shit, like, lined up. Oh, my God. Like, I swear to God.
People always want to see some bullshit, man. That's why I tell, man, suck a fucking fat baby
dick.
I did
a lot
dick.
Of shit at the boys club, man.
Yeah, boys club was a rest haven.
My
though.
First kiss, like, make-out type
Boys club was a rest haven for everybody, man. And we ain't had none of that shit, but we had, like, you know, I told you the school and shit. But...
Don Majakowski, remember?
You told me that, yeah.
Yeah, he donated it.
I had a Majakowski jersey. Shout out. If I find my shit, I'm going to wear that motherfucker.
Yeah, go DPU New York and get a fucking hug.
What are you doing out there? Coaching or some shit?
Everybody, I don't fucking know.
The Magic Man.
They used to, right across the street from a high school was McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so it would always be two places to fight. would be at, behind McDonald's.
Or the Boys Club.
Well, no, the Boys Club, I don't know why we chose that one because we used to go there. Okay. Or the Breezeway. Mm-hmm. So it was
like, oh, had the school?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Every school had a Breezeway. People don't know what
between when I say middle school and the high school.
Okay, so you know my mom's house, we had a Breezeway. So when
at the house?
Yeah. So when people it connects the garage to the like where our laundry room is.
Okay. All right.
So when I would people would be over and I say something about the Breezeway, they'd be like, what the fuck is a Breezeway? And I'm like, the Breezeway, fucking And I'm like, so then we be at school and people say, I'm like, yeah, Breezeway, motherfuckers. Like people don't even know what that word means. Shout out to Breezeways.
Was it covered?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It connects our garage to our, like, laundry.
But it's not insulated. It's just like glass or some kind of right. shit. It's, so, like, it's, yeah, yeah.
You
hence
get it.
The name
you
Breezeway,
it.
Yes.
You get it. God and damn, so, my mom and them was on some gangster shit. That's why I be telling you I got so much respect for my mom. Ain't nobody else even know what a fucking Breezeway was. I'm like,
and there would always be fights there.
The Breezeway, yeah.
The Breezeway behind McDonald's.
The Breezeway, yeah.
I remember I was in a fight one time. It was Paul Wannett and Chico, and they fucking.
You got the best names. This Paul is the dumbest. Wannett and Chico.
I have way more stories about both.
Paul Wannett, Chico, and Glass Cow, like Russian terrorists in a movie. What the fuck is this?
I got way more stories about both those guys, but they get into like this. A fight behind McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
and like at the time, like two dudes pull over in a truck, and they're we're all like 14 years old,
yeah.
and they're like 28, and they're like,
damn, goddamn, what the fuck? They old asses still doing on the
set. Everybody like steps back, like, oh, they're gonna yell at us. They're like, no, we want to watch the fight, and so they sat there and watched the fucking.
Man, y'all
fight.
Get your old asses out and go fucking or go to work some fucking way. Get a Paul job,
Wannett,
bitch.
Paul Wannett punches him in the belt. And his fucking pants fall down. And, like, he's got to give him a minute to pull his pants up. Man. And it was the stupidest fight I've ever
job.
Seen.
28 years old. Told you about
These were really, like... look at Buffalo's not as hick as you think it is. Man. These were some hick motherfuckers. But see, these were, like, Matthew McConaughey.
That's the shit that tripped me out about high school because one of my counterparts, shout out to Brandon Roussel, white dude. I don't think I mentioned him on here before, but he was, like, one of the coolest white dudes I went to high school with. So, like, a few years ago, motherfucker called me and said, man, B-Roos died. And I was like, oh, wow, what happened?
Just talked about this.
No, that's somebody else. That's Brandon, the other Brandon. That's a,
no, this that's, is the second
that's
Brandon.
Black Brandon, yeah.
So, Black Brandon was the one in the wheelchair. Who,
this
no,
is
now
Brandon
have you
Roussel.
Confirmed if he's
no,
dead
I
or
have
not?
No, I have not.
Okay.
This is Brandon Roussel. He's confirmed dead.
And he's a white gentleman.
He died from an overdose in a fucking hotel room.
You have talked
with
this.
Who? The high school kids. I was like, damn, B, like. 30 plus, still.
Our age?
Dude, man, still hanging out.
What
he
kind
only
of
been,
drugs? What kind of drugs?
I think it was heroin.
Jesus Christ.
He only been dead like 5 years. So
fucking, that heroin, that'll fuck
that
you
man,
up.
Man. But still on the high school scene, man. That shit fucked my head up. I was like, damn. I was like, what he was doing? It was like, he was partying with the high school kids, and supposedly when he croaked, they all just left. They didn't know what to do, so they just left him there, and then somebody found
well,
him like, the next
if,
day.
I mean, if you were partying with a 30-year-old and they died, what the fuck would you right. do? I mean, honestly.
Go
like,
home, right.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, well.
Rest in peace, Roos. Roos was a gangster. Roos was a real, Roos was the first person in my entire high school that had a tattoo.
Why do you think he got so involved in drugs?
Oh, we was all getting high when we was in
high
school.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, why do you think he continued that? Like, where a guy, because
he
like,
just never, he never reached his potential. He was one of them dudes who everybody thought was going to be, like, a great baseball player, like he was gonna mm-hmm. get drafted and all this other shit, and he just always did dumb shit, always had other shit going on, and always fell to the wayside, like always. So once we graduated high school, he was, I don't think he graduated well. I think he one of the people who found out when we were having
he had like a GED
when we were having like what rehearsals for graduation,
right.
I'll never forget the first rehearsal. They came in and told everybody who wasn't graduating, you're not graduating. So, and it was like 16 people, and I think he was one of them. And from there, it was just, it ain't happening. So, but when I heard that, it's like that, I was just like, wow, man.
That's fucked up.
Shout out to B Roos. Rest in peace, homie.
Hey, and shout out to Breezeways. And
shout out to my mama. You a classy motherfucker. Because motherfuckers don't even know
I can't
that
believe
is.
That you guys even have, I mean, did you even need a Breezeway in between your house and the garage? What do you got in the garage? I mean, okay, obviously in most garages, you park a car and shit like
that. Yeah, two-car garage,
okay, but, like, you got, like, a fridge out there?
No. A bunch of just you can park two cars and like lawnmowers and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember my people was fancy. I told you.
Yeah, why the fuck did you get off a breezeway? Man, I don't understand. It's not like it's that cold.
Man, we gangsters, man. I told you.
I want to go and just hang out in the breezeway.
In the breezeway.
I want to have a glass of Elizé. I want to sit in the breezeway and just smoke cigarettes.
And we had a fireplace. Man, we had shit. People was like, man, y'all on some other shit. We had a fireplace, two-story house. They was like, y'all really balling, not this motherfucker, huh?
Your mom's classy.
I told you. My old man built that shit. He built that shit. Built the house by itself. That's brick by
awesome.
Brick, man.
That's awesome. Listen, because there's no... Okay, and I'm saying this and I'm being 100% true when I say this.
Yep.
There's no chance you and I will ever build a house
never.
Brick by brick.
Never.
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 We will.
We lived in a trailer till the time I was 6 years old. We lived in a trailer. Went from apartment to trailer. A trailer. Hick fucking trailer park trailer. My old man took every dollar. My mom took every dollar. And they fucking... He blueprint that motherfucker out and built that motherfucker brick by brick.
That's awesome.
Piece of property and built. Yeah.
What is like the specs on it? Like how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms?
Three bedrooms, three bath.
Three bathrooms?
Yeah.
Now, is it an upper and a lower?
Yeah, upstairs and downstairs.
Two now, seven. In Louisiana, you guys don't have basements, do you? Because of flooding and shit. Do you have an attic?
No. We had
We
had a storage room.
So we had
a room where like the ironing board and we could store shit and all that type of shit. We had a game room.
So like you, your sister?
My room, my sister's room, my mom's room downstairs. Yeah.
And then like do you have a nice family room? Like
Big ass living room and shit. Big ass dining room. Yeah, man, my old man is a motherfucker when it comes to that.
But that sucks, man. Does he, you don't...
I swear, I told you that. We didn't talk about that. Man, my old man say he looked back on all that shit like, man, if I was just focused on the right thing, like, you built that. I'm like, you built that shit. Like...
Okay, here's... All right, you can answer or not.
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, he has regrets about things, mm-hmm. certain things. Mm-hmm. Okay. We don't have to talk about, but like... Because he had an opportunity. When was the last time he actually got to see that house?
Damn, I would say probably for like one of our birthday parties or some shit. Maybe like over 10 years ago. 10, 15 Damn. Years. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just your mom in there now?
That's it. Thugging. Yeah.
Well, what the fuck she do with all the other bedrooms?
She took my room and turned it into my nephew's room. She still got my sister's room still there if she ever want to be there. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have a room anymore?
Nah, I ain't got no room no more. Shout out to me, though.
You
got
to sit on
Shout
the couch.
Shout out to me, though. You know, it's crazy when I go back to shit in my bathroom at my house. My toilet is so low. I'm like, what the fuck? Has it always been this low? Like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, it's... The lowest toilet in life.
When you shit, your knees are...
ears. I'm not even joking. I'm like, this shit is low as fuck. I never noticed how low it was till I was like, damn, this shit's low.
Did your dad do that on purpose? Or
I mean, why? I was a kid. Like, you know, yeah, I was a little bitty kid. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. That, okay.
So low.
No, that's very interesting because when I would... Anytime I go back to Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
if there's a landscaping, a roofing thing that I had done, I always make my parents... fucking graffiti that I did years ago. I always go look at it. Like, to be like, oh...
That makes sense, though.
And, like, but for your dad not... Yeah. I mean,
I'm telling you, man, I done been high. Shit. I go back, like, as a grown man, and I'll be high or drunk or some shit, and I'll just be sitting in our house. And if you see... I'm not joking. I'm not saying this shit because that's my old man. If you see this fucking house, you'd be like, all them people they talk about, the great architects and all this other shit, man, you'd be like, God damn, this dude, he did all that. I'd be like, he did all that. Like, from the, like, our fucking triangular roof, and he got these big wood.
Did he do that, like, as a job anyways, or he just
he
did
was
it?
He was always just, like...
In construction type?
He was always, like, his side hustle was, somebody needs something built, he could do it. He could fucking he was one of the people like, oh, we want to add a room onto our house.
Okay.
Go to Rodney. He'd tell you, okay, you do this. You can run the piping through here. And that's why I was like, just a fucking genius, man. Shout out to my old man.
Good for him. I want to, so bad do I want to visit New Orleans and stay at your mom's house and hang on the breezeway.
Well, we got to go to New Mexico, too.
And I want to go see
you. We got to go to New Mexico. I ain't going to lie. We got to go to New Mexico. New Mexico is pretty cool. When I go out there, it's pretty cool.
I'm not going to lie. I think you need to maybe take somebody from New Mexico to New Orleans just to see that house one more time.
No, he was just down there, though. He was just
down
there. You
said 10 years.
No, no, no. He was just down in Louisiana, I'm saying. I don't think that's something he get in. I mean, because he was literally just down there for Mardi Gras. Remember I told you he went down there for Mardi Gras.
I'm telling you, he would love. He
Nah, I don't know. I don't know if he would love it. I can't say that. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, and he's welcome. My mom.
How big of a yard in the back did you guys have?
Oh, like, man. I got a fucking baseball field in the back of my house.
Jesus Christ. I got to go.
Yeah. I'll go to Louisville. Okay, her dad, like, owned the land or some shit.
Your mom?
My mom's dad.
Okay.
And this one guy, he bought piece of it because he wanted to build a house on it, so they sold it to him. But it was technically still, the field was for us. So we would play baseball in the field and all that. Yeah, man, it's big as fuck. Then eventually he put a fence up.
Okay.
For like his kids, and then somebody wanted to build a house. So yeah, still, man, you guys gotta come see. Check it out. Shout out to Louisiana.
Nice porch.
Oh, what the fuck? Wait, man, you know what I mean? Man, you know how many days I done sat on that porch when somebody accused me of your son smoking blunts on your porch while you're at work and shit? And I'm just like, man, I wouldn't disrespect you like that. Then they said I was sitting in a ditch in front of the house.
Even though you probably were doing it.
I probably was. Yeah, but they said I was sitting in a ditch smoking blunts. Just, yeah, you know, landscape. Oh, man.
I would sit on the porch and have a beer.
Man, B. Right now, I call it.
You said you smoked in front of your mom before? No, smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes. No,
okay.
No,
did she smoke?
No, hell no. Nothing. No
but
weed.
But she didn't
no.
care that you did?
The cigarettes?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a kid when I was. Everybody else was still feeling their dick trying to figure out what it was. So I was on some other shit, man.
Okay.
Then I don't think she didn't care.
That didn't have like a
no,
answer.
I'm just saying. I don't think she didn't care. It's just with the fact that he going
to
do.
You went with your daughter and your mom to fucking Disneyland. This is right. From episodes ago.
Yeah.
And you said you got so nervous, you went out and had a cigarette.
All the time.
Your mom knew.
My grandmother is 87. She smoked all her life. My uncle, her son,
what,
my mom's brother, he smokes. Yeah, we all, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Smoking is in the family.
Like, there's no chance I would ever do that in front of my parents. But
I'm fucking crazy.
I'm telling you. There's no chance.
What about drinking?
What?
What the fuck? That's all they do. You know, that's just my family. That's all. What the fuck?
No. Like, no.
No, I'm saying they'd be looking at you like, Brandon, you're not going to have a drink?
No, like, for years I did. Okay. You know, and then there's times where I stopped. There's times I started, blah, blah, blah. And so I wouldn't.
No, I can understand it. I'm just saying like, no, indeed. They was always. That's my. I just told you she keep a bottle of LSA. She ain't.
But you would feel uncomfortable smoking a blunt by her.
At this point. I would say yes, but it was a time, no. I told you when my cousin graduated from high school.
You think your mom ever smoked weed before?
Never. Never. She's totally a square when it comes
to. What about
your
father?
You're fucking right. Motherfucker, I found joints. And I was in elementary school. We had basketball practice, and we got in a truck.
Rodney Joseph, that's
me and Courtney, he used to keep peppermints in this, like, drawer. So I go to get a peppermint. He coming out or whatever, and this big-ass joint fall out. I'm like, wow. But at this time, I told you I started smoking when I was 10. So I'm probably 11, 12. And I was just so happy that, he smoked too. Cool. And I just put the shit back. And me and Courtney just laughed about this shit all day long. Like, damn, he smoked too. That's good.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, it's funny to find. I don't know if funny is the word. But it's funny to find out, like, that your parents did the same stupid shit.
But my mom, she totally is square. Never smoked a cigarette. Never.
Yeah, but she likes her fucking.
Oh yeah,
she drank
that motherfucking Bruto. Yeah,
she likes that.
She liked that Bruto, and that's why I said it. But illegal shit, nah. She don't even like taking pain pills.
Is it illegal
shit.
In Louisiana
yeah.
still?
Yeah.
That's what since I guarantee the next election they're gonna change that.
Not if fucking Sessions keep acting like a little bitch talking about. Changing the marijuana laws and shit. The fuck, Sessions?
Bitch ass.
Bitch ass motherfucker.
I don't know. Veronica always brings it up to me, and what? She does it to aggravate me. Like, your mom probably, like, you know, sucked your dad's dick. This man, I'm like, oh god, damn it. I'm like, just
oh
like,
my god.
I'm just like bummed out, but it's like, yeah,
yeah, she probably did. That's probably how I got here. Yeah, she was that turned on. Was,
you know,
the
like
pussy shit, was that good.
Shit
yeah.
like that does happen, man. And like,
she said that to aggravate you. Shout out to V-Ron. That's a good one.
She does.
Oh
she,
my god.
She, well, no, her text was, everyone's mother has sucked a dick.
Yeah, that's true.
And it sucks to hear that, but that's the truth, because you want to see your mother as a saint.
Yeah.
And you want to and then you don't like my dad told, oh Jesus Christ, do I ever want to get into this
No, you don't. Not about your dad fucking your mom. No.
No, it's not. He says, cuz all right. Papa Jingles has dropped 89 pounds in 5 months.
Okay.
Cuz he got that surgery.
Right.
And so he's starting to get way healthier and everything.
Beautiful.
So he went to the doctor today because he had fucking blood in his piss. And he said it's because he's been jerking off. And he hadn't done it for so long because he was so fucking fat. So, you know, maybe he was doing it. Maybe he was doing it too
a little
much.
Too rough. Yeah, I can understand.
I don't know.
A little too excited.
I mean,
a vessel got extra.
I don't,
extra
but I shouldn't
up.
Have to hear that from my father is all
but,
I'm saying.
But I'm going to say... you know what I always tripped out on, and shout out to my best friend in the world and his mom. His mom never got with another dude, and I used to be like, damn, like, never. Like, I'm like.
Not even like a thought.
Never. And my mom had, you know, she got remarried one time, they got divorced, and she was like over that shit after that, but I'm like, not even a
your
thought.
Mom got your mom got remarried after you did?
In Vegas. Remember, that was when I was out here. That was me and you, well.
Whatever happened with that guy? Is he a scumbag or
man,
what?
Man, I ain't got
just,
nothing.
Just fuck know. Him. All right.
Fuck him.
Fuck family's him. Grieving. But like, hey. You know what? That's like my grandmother. Mm-hmm. I mean, my grandpa.
They was only married for like 6 months, by the way, y'all. Shout
I
out.
I was just like a spur of the moment kind of thing.
Nah,
like,
they actually dated and shit. He just turned out to not be the person he was portraying.
Happened.
Hey, shout out to this Denzel movie we've been talking about all day.
Yeah.
He turned out to be a character in the movie. So
the,
God
my
damn.
Grandmother, I was the only one born, and my grandfather died when I was one.
Okay,
so he would have been 49, so she was 48, and she never once went on a date.
Nothing.
She went to the church.
Man,
she went shopping.
B.
That's it. That's, she never even
shout
cared.
Shout out to Sheila.
She never even cared.
Saint Sheila. That's
never even cared.
That's why I call Sheila my second mama. Never. Gave that shit a thought, never a complaint, never. I'm like, damn. Like,
maybe some people don't have.
She said I was a soulmate, though. She said after
like,
that.
Yeah, yeah. That's how like, my grandma she was. She was like, you know, like I told you, that's my grandma Hubert on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On my dad's side, my grandpa passed on a Friday.
Okay.
And my grandma passed that next Monday
because
she basically couldn't live without him.
And I know somebody else like that.
And that was
that was
the thing.
That was that.
That,
was
that could have been, we can say it could have been the time period.
Nah,
and this, but
nope.
No, if you find true love and that's the thing.
That's what it is.
That's it.
That's what it is. So go out there and find your true love, motherfuckers. I keep telling y'all that shit.
It's undying and that's what it is. You know? And I'm saying, how long did it take your dad to build that house?
I'm gonna say less than a year.
Oh Jesus! Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have people helping him out and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean,
two people.
Okay.
That's it. And I could distinctly remember these two people, like literally two people.
I'm very interested.
Wasn't no crew. Wasn't no bulldozers. What I mean, literally, I can. That's the crazy thing to me because I see shit get built, and I'm like, I see crews. I see two people.
And you paid these guys, obviously, or their friends
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, no, he paid them. Yeah.
Oh boy, well that was a long episode, guys. Not really, but it was a fun episode.
I liked it.
I mean, we talked about a lot of things at the Kool-Aid incident of 2017.
It's like Leo versus Ursus.
Yes, if you guys again. You are listening to the Liquor License and Kudir, what is the beer of choice today?
Leo versus Ursus. Chronology Firestone. It's an IPA, baby. It's also unfiltered Imperial India Ale, 8.2% alcohol.
You're gonna be fucked up.
I mean, shit is good.
All right.
I told you, man, I live life. My life's stressful. So this shit don't be fucking me up. Just get me back to where I need to be. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you got to bring it down.
I got a phone at work every fucking once in a while. So it's like, oh, yeah, okay.
So besides that, guys, well, next week we'll have a another roundup of NCAA tournament stuff when Brandon's on top and everyone else can go fuck their own faces.
Ooh.
Come on and do it right, life to the night. Come on and do it right. like it or not. Come on and get down, cause I have love. Love, peace, and understanding. One God, one voice, one life. One man, gonna shine my light. Like it or not, gonna hop up and do it right. Like it or not, come on, do it right. Baby, that's what I like. Yeah, baby, that's what I like.
Black people, black people.